702. Early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Live, online, smartphones, the 702 app, DStv channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
6 minutes it is past 5 o'clock. It's Friday morning, the 27th of May. We're in your company until 6 this morning, where we take your calls on 021-446-0567 or 11-883-0702. Later this hour, we'll be speaking to Sokala Duma's Masebe Qhina to talk about the Nedbank Cup final taking place at the Royal Bafokeng Stadium in Rustenburg tomorrow. Mamelodi Sundowns will be facing off against the defending champions, Marumo Gallants. Masebe will tell us what the likely outcome, I suppose, is going to be for that. We'll then speak to Zaid Adams, who is the chairperson of the Street Smart South Africa. They've got an online auction until the 2nd of June that has wonderful, wonderful prizes. You can go to withheart.co.za if you want to view and to bid those incredible experiences. Zaid will tell you about the organization and why it's important for us to help Street Smart South Africa. That conversation coming up in about 15 minutes or so. But first, we start with the news that government is deliberating whether to continue with its fuel price relief intervention that they introduced in March, as the latest data from the Central Energy Fund shows a marked increase is expected for the month of June. With hopes that global energy prices would stabilize by the end of May, government introduced a temporary 40% reduction in the duty imposed on each litre of fuel for April and for May. That was a 1.50 rand that we were relieved of. The hope was that the 2 months would create enough of a buffer for local petrol prices to reduce at a more normalized rate. But now the time is up, and motorists and commuters are set to face an almost 80% increase in domestic fuel prices since 2020's pandemic-induced record low. Yesterday, the minister in the presidency and the acting finance minister, that's Minister Mondlingu Ngubela, confirming that government is deliberating on how best to ease the burden on citizens as fuel hikes loom. Joining me on the line is Wayne Duvenage. He's a CEO of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse. Wayne, lovely to chat to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Nice to be with you as well.
The easiest thing for government to do is to extend this temporary relief that they introduced in March, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it certainly is. It's going to cost them about 2.7 to 2.8 billion rand a month, every month they do extend it. But that would be the best thing, because we believe the negative impact on society, on the economy and inflation would be a lot worse. So, yeah, that is what we're suggesting as well. And I see a number of others are coming out, COSATU, the political parties. So I think the pressure is being brought to bear on government on this one now.
We will get to a point, Wayne, where we absolutely need to ask ourselves once again, why are we paying so much in fuel levies? Because it is a form of tax.
Well, it is, yes. You know, we've got the Road Accident Fund and so many other fees added on. There's in fact, I think there's 11 fees before you pay for the basic fuel price, and lots of them are small amounts, but they all add up. I'll give you a very good analogy, and this, I think, explains why we're paying so much. In 2008, in July, when the oil price, and this is interesting, the international oil price was $130 a barrel. Now, that was high, and today it's 110 roughly. We were paying 10 Rand 70 per litre of petrol back then. 10 Rand 70 with a higher international oil price. Today, at $110 a barrel, we're paying what's going to be going close to 25 Rand. That's, you know, 150% higher. And the reason is that back in at that stage, the Rand was, I think, around 8 Rand, 7 Rand 82 to the dollar, a lot stronger than this, than the 15, 16 Rand where we are now. But the levies at that stage were about 3 Rand 60. They are now over 10 Rand per litre. So you add the levies and the weak Rand together, and that's the problem we have at the moment.
The unfortunate, I suppose, nature of a fuel levy is that it doesn't discriminate, right? The only discrimination, I suppose, it affords you is if Wayne is driving in a gas guzzler that needs 60 litres of petrol, you're therefore paying more for your fuel tank than I am if I'm driving around in a 32 litre. Not that there is such a car, but you know what I mean. But whether you're poor or rich, employed or not, you are affected by this.
Well, exactly. But it is, if you're driving the gas guzzler, you know, that might be your choice. But it is the ultimate user pays. Every time you turn your engine on, you are paying towards the use of roads, towards that levy. And if you're not driving, but you're using taxis, well, then you are paying. And that, as you say, it cuts across everything. And on top of that, all goods, you know, with the cuts of our rail system, sadly, all goods are getting to market by road, and that starts to impact on the price of living, you know, food. And so it cuts across everything. Yeah, it's expensive on every saw.
From what you know, can Treasury afford to let go of 2.7 billion rands in the month of June and the month of July, possibly?
I don't think they've got a choice on this one. I think, first of all, let's give credit to Enoch Godogwana, the Minister of Finance. He's gone when no other minister has gone before. Nobody, first of all, in February, didn't increase the levies. That's never happened. And then secondly, he went and cut it for a temporary period. So it was very brave. And the reprieve is now under pressure to new, because there was no reduction in the international oil price. In fact, it went slightly up, and the rand. So I don't think he's got a choice, Africa. The pressure is too big to bear now. The public are really getting angry. And if he doesn't, this is a 3.50 roughly increase in one shot. That'll be the highest once-off increase we've had and the highest price we've ever paid. And in this time, with the crisis that we're under, I think government has to find a way to reduce their cost by 2.7, 2.8 billion rand a month. And they can do that. We know there's too much waste, there's too much bloatedness. And this gives the opportunity to the minister now to look at all his colleagues in the eye and say, we have to cut our expenses in order to pass these savings on to society. And that's where I think we need to be. And this gives, you know, never waste a good crisis, as you hear people say. This is a crisis that the minister can start saying, now we have to cut seriously.
Provinces have a constitutional right to add their own provincial fuel levies to the price of fuel. I know the Western Cape government, for example, I'm not sure what the amount is, but they do add a little bit more to the fuel levy in the price of petrol that we pay. Are they also under similar pressure to bring about relief to their residents?
Yeah, you see, the introduction of provincial levies, I don't know that it's ever been put in place, and it's a dangerous one. You don't want to go there, because different provinces, I can just see what would happen in Limpopo and some provinces where it really gets abused. So I think we've stayed far away from that, and we shouldn't go there. So I'm not sure there is a levy. I know there's an inland levy which pushes the price of petrol just because of the transport costs into the inland areas, Gauteng and that makes it a little bit more expensive. But other than that, there isn't an application of a provincial fuel levy.
That's good to hear. Wayne, thank you very much. Wayne Duvenage, the CEO of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse. Government really under pressure to continue and to extend that fuel levy relief of 1.50, which is a 40% reduction in duties imposed in each litre of fuel that they introduced for April and May, to extend that to June and most likely July. 2.7 billion rand a month is the cost of it, according to Wayne Duvenage. The government really will just need to find the money, won't they? Eunice, you've called in from Kilani. Good morning to you.
Yeah, hi there, Africa. Africa, I couldn't agree more with Wayne and Tony. But I want to take this fuel thing on an international level. Now, Africa, the fact of the matter is, currently, we are paying more because of the fuel, of the higher fuel prices, because of this war in Ukraine, which they say with Russia and with Ukraine. Now, let's just see what the U.S. has done. Obviously, it affected their imports. What did the Americans do? They went to the so-called arch enemies, Iran and Venezuela, bought 1 million barrels from Iran, 1 million barrels from Venezuela, and, you know, seeing to their needs. Now, at the moment, Africa, as we talk, you can read about it, the Chinese are buying cut price fuel from Russia. The ships are going there to load in Russia. India is doing the same thing. Now, the fact of the matter is, does the ordinary so-called third world, including us, when whatever the third world might mean, we must just sit and bear the brunt of these, the international fights, so to say. Because why is it that we cannot deal? We got no problem with Iran. We have no problem with Venezuela. We have no problem with Russia. Government does not import fuel, Africa, but government can facilitate. We need to break the back of these international gangsters and cartels that control this world. Otherwise, we will be left here to our own devices. You said the fuel price does not discriminate. It does discriminate, Africa, against the poor. They suffer the most. Because if I'm a fat cat sitting in parliament earning R250,000 a month, 500 rands more a month on the fuel, you know, by the way, they'll get probably a transport subsidy. It doesn't affect my pocket at all. Now, I am saying, why is it that we have to be controlled by these international cartels who control the lives of billions of people? We need to break their backs.
So, all right.
I'm saying a radical approach has to be taken here. If you look at a few years ago, Africa, lastly, you know, when I think it was under Obama, when they had a problem with Iran, at that stage, most of our fuel was imported by the fuel companies from Iran. You know, what did the fuel companies in Durban have to do? Change the we were bringing in Iranian crude. We had to get crude now from Saudi Arabia. At a cost of hundreds of millions of rand, they had to change their refineries there to get in Saudi crude. The fact is now, we've got no problem with Iran. Why is it that now, you know, if it can benefit the people of this country or Venezuela, so be it. And this is a challenge that's facing the world at large, when I say the so-called, not the superpowers, the ordinary countries of the world, and we have to break their backs. That it may be a radical approach, but it's something that we have to look at.
All right. Eunice, thank you very much for your call. Eunice calling us there from Kilani. What are your thoughts? Give me a call on 021-446-0567 or 11-883-0702. Even if it comes at a cost of 2.7 billion rand a month, right? That's the amount of money that government is going to lose should they extend the 1.50 rand relief on the fuel levy. It is the right thing to do because the... will there be a riot? There'll certainly be a lot of disgruntled South Africans, without a doubt. We'll possibly then have to endure increases in the price of taxi rides. Golden Era, I know, in Cape Town, has made a decision not to increase the fare price for people using the bus in Cape Town. I'm not sure what decisions have been made then in Johannesburg by the Metrobus system or whatever the case may be. We'll certainly see the price of basic services and products that you buy from your supermarket also increasing as a result of the contributing factor of the price of fuel. Surely government only has one thing to do, which is to extend that... that fuel levy relief, right? And they need to make that decision sooner rather than later so that we can stop speculating about it. Your calls on 021-446-0567 or 11-883-0702.